Now, 8.5 minutes to eight here on Morning Ireland. Time for our business news with Adam Maguire. Adam.
Thanks, Brian. Well, it's probably too early for me to utter the C word, but the reality is that festive shopping is already well underway for many people. And year after year, more of that is being done online as choice and convenience increasingly trumps what's nearby. The problem for Irish retailers is that many of them aren't trading online, meaning that much of that money is going to multinationals like Amazon and ASOS. The IADOR, which manages the .ie web address, has undertaken a survey to gauge SMEs' online readiness. Its CEO, David Curtin, joins me in studio now to discuss this. David, retailers failing to get online isn't really new, but are they at least getting better?
Yes, Adam, this research of 1,000 SMEs is showing that, in fact, they are getting better. If we look at the number now that are able to process payments online, the number that are able to take sales orders online, there's a couple of percentage points increases compared to this time last year when we did the survey. So we now see that 32% can process payments online and 37% can take online bookings. So that's still low, but at least the trend is upwards.
The problem maybe, though, is that for those who still aren't at the races, the gap is getting bigger between what they're not offering and what is available online.
Well, that's the problem. You mentioned the spend that's going to the international retailers, whether it's Amazon or Alibaba. And it's really as Irish consumers drift away to those platforms that have ease of use and accessibility and so on, it's meeting their expectations. You know, and our survey would say that 53% of Irish consumers, they want their local high street shops to offer that full online shopping experience, and to be honest, they're not getting it from Irish SMEs. So as they drift away, the danger is they could stay away, and it'll be harder for the SMEs then to win them back when they do put their e-commerce platform in place.
Is it not a bit unrealistic to expect an SME or small Irish retailer to compete with the likes of Amazon and the infrastructure and the money that company has?
Absolutely, you're 100% right, and our survey shows that there's a kind of a FUD factor with SMEs. It's that fear, uncertainty, doubt about digitising their sales presence. So yes, they can compete in terms of the platform, but there's a lot of things that they can do, and we urge SMEs to start small. So consumers would like a click and collect service. You know, that's an online service, and it doesn't involve the whole platform that you'd need for an Amazon. So there's lots of small steps. So you can digitize, you can market more online, you can use social media, and we're seeing that as a trend as well. SMEs are using both the social media platform like Facebook in conjunction with the website, and the two together become powerful. And that's where they can compete with the big multinationals.
Many SMEs just don't bother with the website. They have a presence on Facebook or Twitter, and they feel, well, that's good enough. I'm directly connecting with customers and I'm able to communicate them with on their platform. So why would I need a website in addition?
That's a good point. And we say, look, it's about the total integrated offering that you do digitally. So by all means, start on Facebook, attract the consumers, to your Facebook presence, but also then direct them to your website where you might have more information on your products and services, and you can have a better customer experience, I suppose, with a better website. So the two need to work together, and our survey is showing that is the case, in fact, because when we look at usage of digital assets, the Facebook platform has increased slightly, Twitter has decreased, and the number of websites then as well is well up there in the high 70%.
David Curtin, CEO of the Irish Domain Registry, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. For now, though, it's back to you, Gavin.